Chapter 4. The Boys Meet Queer People. Because Cannonball McGinty was driving the white police car, he managed to park it right in the center of a street that crossed the main street of Riverton, down which the parade passed. The front bumper of the car was right below the rope that was strung across the street to hold the crowds back. And after Cannonball had parked, he and Soccer and Tommy and Juna all got out of the police car and climbed up on its roof, where they could see best. Tommy and Juna sat with their feet hanging down in front of the windshield, and Cannonball and Soccer squatted down right behind them. They could hear the band and the calliope playing long before they could see it, but while they were waiting for it to come, the balloon vendors with their bright, cheery-colored balloons and the shouting fakirs and excited children gave them plenty to watch. "Buy baby a balloon, a nice red balloon for baby. A circus is not a circus without a balloon. Buy baby a balloon for the circus," the vendors shouted. And then came the bespangled fairyland that was the parade. And because almost everyone in the parade knew Soccer and Cannonball, from the weirdly painted clowns to the uniformed drivers of the gilded animal and tableau wagons, they all waved at them as they passed, and Tommy and Juno waved back at them and thought they knew them too. The horses danced, the clowns made faces that scared themselves, the calliope player played jingle bells for Cannonball while he sang it at the top of his lungs from the top of his patrol car, and when one of the clowns who had enormous feet and rode in a tiny police patrol wagon came along, Cannonball climbed down from his police car and rode two blocks beside the clown, with everyone screaming with laughter as the clown beat Cannonball over the head with a paper nightstick. When the last gilded wagon had rumbled by, Tommy turned to Juna and said in a whisper, "And the billboards say that the parade is only a small sample of everything that is in the circus. Jeepers, I don't know whether I'm going to live through this day or not."
"Okay, kids," Soccer said as the calliope's blatant music died away in the distance. "Now we're going back to the chow tent and get us some food."
"In the circus chow tent, Soccer?"